You've tuned into Gospel for Grampian. This is the Centenary Special, Remembrance Special from Gospel for Grampian, and we've been broadcasting the Kemeny service from Kemeny Kirk in Aberdeenshire. You'll be able to hear that service going out again on Tuesday at 7 p.m. as part of the midweek services that we broadcast here on Gospel for Grampian. But in this Remembrance Special, we've got some information which has been sent to us by Sazra. That's the Scripture Airmen's, Soldiers and Airmen Scripture Readers Association. Before we read through some of that, and before we hear some of the work of Sazra, as introduced by Andrew Hill, we're going to have a prayer this morning. It's a prayer of remembrance. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, on this day, we remember the end of the First World War, 100 years ago. We remember those who gave their lives during that war, but also the Second World War and subsequent conflicts. We remember them, their families, but also of those who have been injured as a result of conflict, them and their families. We also remember their communities, wherever they are in the world. Heavenly Father, pray, Lord, that these times of remembrance would never be forgotten. They would never, ever be less in people's hearts, but always carry that poignancy and that real honouring act of remembrance for all who have given their lives. Lord God, we pray, Lord, that for those of us who are living, who are thankful for what has been done, that we would be ever more thankful in the things that we do, the way that we live our lives. And now, Lord, looking to the future, your word clearly tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Your word also tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life to the full. You want us to have life to the full because your Son Jesus came and paid the price on the cross and died, yes, and then rose again. And Lord God, these people who have died in the conflicts in World War One, World War Two, and other conflicts, they have given their lives that we can live life to the full. Therefore, Lord, as an act of remembrance, help us to live our life to the full, and also help others, out of love for them, to live their lives to the full, so that that will be an honouring act of worship. Help us always to remember our neighbour. For Lord, your word says, love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. Help us to love our neighbours with the love that you give us. To love our neighbours such that we can give them an opportunity to live life to the full. And Lord, that's what we want here at Gospel for Grampian. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Starkly bring home to us the reality of the war to end all wars. 100 years on, we feel deep gratitude for the sacrifice of a previous generation whose losses laid the foundation for our freedoms. It is right to remember and reflect on the war that changed the world. Here are a few facts from that war. The global war, centred in Europe, began on the 28th of July 1914 and lasted until the 11th of November 1918. More than 70 million military personnel were involved, of whom 60 million were Europeans. More than 9 million combatants were killed. 20